Welcome to Mastermind with Maggie. Maggie Chula is a psychic channel for the Akashic Master Teachers. Together, they are experts on spiritual healing and helping you connect to your source of light, your soul. Join in a mastermind. Resolve your problems and create goals for the future. Build action steps that empower you to create your life in partnership with your soul wisdom. Problems can be on any subject: health and well-being, relationships, spiritual, emotional, or your connection to your soul. Manifesting your goals can be simple and easy. Join in the discussion. Mastermind solutions to problems. Create goals and action steps. Then move forward to a life full of possibilities. We invite you to come with your problems and leave with a plan.
Welcome and greetings. My name is Maggie Chula, and I am so happy you've taken the time to join me today. I love sharing empowering ways you can master your mind and take control of your life. And I want to remind you, if you need someone to talk to who can help you master your thoughts and mind and learn how to create life goals to lighten your heart and ignite your passion, please give me a call. I'm available for private sessions, and I also do spiritual mentoring. And today, I'm super excited because we're going to talk about one of my favorite things, breaking down. Let me try that again. Do you need help to jump over the breakdowns in your life? I have a special guest today, Dr. Corey Lewis, and he has just written a book that can help you with that goal. So let me ask you, have you had times in your life when you felt lost and hurt? Maybe you recently lost a loved one or suffered from a divorce or a job loss, or maybe you simply feel unfulfilled with your life and know you were meant to do more, be more, but you cannot see how to get there from here. And my guest today, Dr. Corey Lee Lewis, is a life coach and inspirational speaker. He's here to share his new book, The Art of Becoming: Quantum Leaping into Your Future Self. In this book, he teaches you how to jump over these breakdowns in life and get to and enjoy the breakthroughs on the other side. He's going to share a few simple techniques to help you break limiting beliefs and bad habits, to overcome negative emotions and patterns of thinking. His goal is to help you discover your what and why for living. So let me welcome him now. Welcome, Dr. Lewis. Welcome to the show. So good to have you here.
Thank you, Maggie. I really appreciate being here. It's a great pleasure to share this special time with your listeners and to share this information, which I've found so valuable in my life and for my clients. And I'm really excited to bring this to people to make their life better.
Yes, and definitely it is a time and a voice that I think is quite needed. So I just want to ask you before we begin, is there any thing that you would like to share with us that helps us understand now what was going on in your life that made you look for a process to help you break through and take control?
Yes, Maggie, you bet. I have been involved in meditation and martial arts and personal growth, spiritual development my whole life. But when I turned 40, I was like a punch-drunk fighter who had just taken one on the chin. My head was spinning. I was dazed and confused, didn't know how to go on with life or even if I could. You see, Maggie, I had just suffered a divorce and the death of two loved ones all within 1 year. And like many of us in life that suffer a trauma, I felt broken, lost inside, and I didn't know. I knew one day I would heal and I would get over this trauma, but I didn't know how to do it. And I didn't know how to get there from here. I felt lost in my past, lost in my trauma, and really it created a lot of limiting beliefs for me about what I could do, where I could go.
Yeah.
And so as I was working on this problem, I was studying Silva Method meditation.
And oh,
I do too. It was wonderful, powerful meditation method to teach us simply and powerfully how to reach alpha brainwave levels and how to really reprogram our conscious and our unconscious mind there. And one of my instructors, Bert Goldman, had created a fascinating technique that inspired me. His technique, which he has now written several books about, is called quantum jumping.
And I've actually taken those classes, too.
Oh, you have. So, great. You're familiar with the idea that we live in a multiverse,
yes,
not a universe, of multiple different planes of existence. And what Bert did is he, through alpha-level meditation, would jump to an alternate plane of existence and speak with himself there and absorb the vibrations of that self. And he learned, all after the age of 70, how to become a world-class photographer, world-class painter, and pianist, all through this method of gaining skills that other selves had learned in other universes. So as I learned about this and was inspired by Bert, I thought, well, we live in a space-time causal system, Maggie. There's no difference between space and time. If he can jump from one space or one plane of existence to another, why can't I just jump forward 20 years on this plane of existence and learn from my future self? You know, I knew one day I would heal. I knew one day I would find my purpose and I would live it and fulfill it. And so I thought, who better to teach me that than my future self, who has already met all those teachers, read those books, done those things? And so I began a process of, through meditation, quantum leaping, and I chose 20 years into the future. You could choose any time, and that was the self I intended to manifest, and I would leap to him, and we would have conversations, and he would take me on other quantum leaps into my past and potential futures to teach me lessons. And when I got done with the meditation session, I would open my eyes, go to my computer, and begin writing, and that's how the book was formed.
Oh,
so the
cool.
book tells both the story of my own healing and progression, and it teaches the techniques that I learned and developed along the way, so that really I see it as a journey for readers to do exactly what I have done.
That's fascinating. And I absolutely know that you can jump into the future and into the past. I love the idea that you went into the future to see how you did it, right? To see how did you become successful? How did you heal yourself?
Yes. One of the ideas that brought me to this is in neuro-linguistic programming, we do some techniques that we call timeline work. And on a shorter scale, we'll often think about a project or goal we want to accomplish, and we'll imagine into the future what it would feel like to have it accomplished, and then we'll look backwards and look at all the steps along the way. And what's wonderful about these processes is when we're at alpha level, we're not limited just to our conscious mind or our left hemisphere. We're really operating with both hemispheres and both the conscious and unconscious mind. And we can begin to see those doors of opportunity, those experiences, those things that we need to do that we may not be open to or be seeing right now at this moment. You know, when we're locked in a problem or trauma or a limiting belief, what we tend to see are the obstacles. We tend to see what the past has defined. And so it's hard for us to see the opportunities that are all surrounding us. And a big part of this is because of our focus. There's part of our brain called the reticular activating system. And when there's something that we're focused on, we'll tend to see more of it because of this RAS, reticulated activating system. It's designed to help us, you know, not get eaten by a saber-toothed tiger in the past.
Right.
And
right.
if you think about it, if you or your partner have ever been pregnant, you see pregnant people everywhere. If you drive a red sports car, you tend to see those everywhere. If you're focused on the way people are negative to you or critical, you'll tend to have that experience all the time. Mm-hmm. And so what we think about, we do bring about, partly through energetic manifestation and partly because as we think about it, we become more open to noticing it and we don't miss it. And so what I found by quantum leaping into the future and speaking with my future self, he was able to point me in directions and point me to doors of opportunity, teachers, experiences, and practices that I may have missed if I had not been engaging in this future-oriented process.
Mm-hmm. And so in this process that you use in the future process, I just want to take a moment here because you're not predicting the future, right?
Yeah, that's a great question. No. Really, what I found interesting is in most of my quantum leaps to Corey, we would discuss where I was at in the present and what was holding me back from the future.
Right.
And he wasn't so much predicting, Corey, this is what you're going to do, this is who you'll fall in love with, but more predicting, Corey, this is what you need to do now to overcome that limiting belief, this is what you need to do now to heal. He would point me in directions of disciplines to learn, things, you know, Corey, investigate neuro-linguistic programming. Next thing I know, I was training with Dr. Bandler, and I've continued to train with him for years.
No, we seem to have several of the same master teachers. I had a chance to meet Dr. Bandler when he was first, well, I don't know, first, but anyway, it was a while ago. I got to meet him, and I know he's just a fascinating man, and his work is quite fascinating. And maybe we can talk about that after the break. I just want to remind you and me that we do have a break coming in just a few seconds. But also, when we come back, if you could help us understand a little bit more of how to use this in our life.
You bet.
In a personal way.
Okay. Let's do Thank that you. When we come back
okay.
from this break.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Are you stuck? Have you tried over and over to stop an addiction, let go of self-sabotage? Do you have anxiety attacks or anger issues? Do you want to stop, let go, breathe? I can help. I have a 9-step spiritual healing path program that will lead you towards attaining balance and well-being in your life, body, and mind. Contact me. Go to MaggieChula.com and learn more. I'm here when you are ready.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Mastermind with Maggie. And today, I'm very excited to have Corey Lee Lewis here with us, and he is here to help us learn the art of becoming, quantum leaping into your future self. And Corey, I know that we share similar backgrounds in the fact that NLP and What else did you say? Silva mind control. Oh, I love that. Oh, we don't call it that anymore. It's Silva life system.
Right.
But at one point it was.
It was.
Mind control. Anyway, what was it about these? So you took a lot of these courses too, and you focused on the work that you do. You help people move into the future and work with
them. Yes, that's correct, Maggie. Yes, that's absolutely correct. I find that, you know, the reason many people aren't living the life of their dreams, that they aren't being right now the person they dream of becoming, is because they're locked in the past. They're thinking more about their past story than their future story. And, you know, you don't have to be successful to start, but you do have to start in order to be successful. And many people don't take that first step. They don't start because they lack the certainty. You know, I ask people, if you were 100% certain you would succeed, how many things would you attempt? Would you try right now that you aren't trying? And what is so powerful about the quantum leaping process is it helps us move into the future in our mind, in our meditative state, and see ourselves being that person, living that dream. And it gives us the certainty to take that first tenuous step.
Yeah.
And the other thing that it helps us realize is many people have, I believe, the process of being and becoming reversed, the process of manifestation reversed in their head. They think that it takes a long time to transition through becoming into being. That if I want to be this happy, confident, calm, aligned, spiritual person, it might take me years to slowly become that. But that's not how we become or be anything. It's not how the law of attraction works. We have to be that now. We have to start being that person today. We have to be an A student today when we study in order to become an A student later when we get our grades. And so what I teach in the book is that all of creation goes through a process of conceive, believe, achieve. First, we have to imagine it. Then we have to believe in it. Then we can begin taking the steps to achieve it. And what quantum leaping does is it helps build that certainty, that conviction of belief that I can do this, I will do this, I am doing this. And we're
That's
able
a good
to bring
point.
That future into the present.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you and the people that I work with too. It's the ability to see, feel, and know that future you. We have maybe different words we talk about it, but I do absolutely agree with the techniques that you were writing about. And I want to share with our listeners that I have gone through your book, and I find that your writing to be very compelling too. So I think it's easy to digest.
Huh? Yes, there's... Thank you so much. There's really two things I was going for in the book. You know, I was so inspired growing up by books like Illusions by Richard Bach or The Way of the Peaceful Warrior. And what I wanted to write was a book that had an engaging, gripping story with characters and conversations that really pulled you through the pages. And then that was also just packed with techniques, principles, and teachings that you could readily and easily apply in your own life. And I've been very gratified that I continue to hear back from readers, but that both of those things are happening for them in the book. I even include an appendix at the end that has a host of different resources and techniques, and that it leads readers through so that they can apply these to themselves in their own life.
Yes, and I think that was one of the things that I really liked about you, your book, and this process that you're talking about is you can feel that you care, that you're sharing something that you've used in your life and that's helped you move forward. And I think that's what we all need today is to be able to sense and feel genuine people.
Yes.
Not someone who's just reciting facts and thoughts that they've heard from others. So I thank you for sharing your own personal journey.
Oh, thank you, Maggie. Yes, and you know, we find many of these teachings today. We're very fortunate to have many people teaching and writing and publishing about the New Thought Movement and many of these spiritual teachings, and yet I wanted to make sure that I could share the experience of what it was like to live through these things, that I wanted readers to be able to recognize themselves in me, that I had suffered trauma, that I had limiting beliefs, and to show them how these teachings actually helped me transform my life. And I find with the clients that I work with as a life coach, one of the things that is very helpful for them is, whether it's stories from my own life or other clients, for them to hear how other people have transformed. And so that was one of the reasons I wrote the book, is really to record my story of healing and my story of manifestation, so others could see that they could do it as well too.
Yeah. But you also, through that, you do help share how your technique, you know, it's like you created, the words aren't coming, but how you created that future story before you wrote the book. You knew it, you felt it, you went into the future, you could own all those different feelings about it, and then the book started to flow for you, right?
That's absolutely true. So, yes, I began the quantum leaping process, then I began writing in the book after each quantum leap. And in fact, there was a point, I was a tenured professor at Humboldt State University, and I just achieved tenure, and I had two kids and was divorced, and I had a quantum leap to Corey where I told him I wanted to leave the university within 3 years. And he said, "Corey, we're going to cut that time in half." And he was able to build so much confidence in me and so much certainty about the future that I turned in my resignation at the university. A year after getting tenure, the book was not even a finished manuscript, and I didn't even have my first paying life coaching client yet. But I knew, like I was floating on air, I just knew with certainty, because I had seen the future and connected with it. I was connecting more with my future self than my past self. And so I knew that I would be able to succeed. And just like one of the techniques I teach in the book is called visual motor rehearsal, where we meditate. We see ourselves performing very well in the future. We connect to it neurologically. And this, of course, increases our ability to perform better. And so as I was practicing those techniques, I had no fear as I left my 20-year career in higher education that I would succeed. And as clients began rolling in and their lives began transforming and as the pages began filling up, I realized, almost like deja vu, I was living the story that I had been writing.
And isn't it inspiring? I mean, I find it inspiring when people come back and tell me how their life has changed using some of the techniques I've worked with them. And I find that so much more empowering and inspiring in my own life than anything I did in a corporate world. Just because you're really affecting people. And when you affect them, you affect all the people around them. Don't you find that true?
So
that it's just such a good feeling to be able to face your fear and go, I can do this.
Yes, the impacts just ripple out across lives, and then they continue to ripple out. One of the things I used to really get a lot of fulfillment from at the university was helping senior undergrads and graduate students find jobs, gain scholarships, get into grad programs. But one of the things that was limiting about that, it was very focused on a single career or discipline. What I find now, when I teach people these techniques, they can transition careers. They can change fields or discipline. It doesn't matter. Yeah. What I'm teaching them now transforms their life, and they can use in every category of life. They transform their personal relationship, their financial relationship, their relationship with spirit, with their community. And so it was one of those things that really led me to leave the institution so that I could teach people what I felt like were the lessons that were missing from our formal educational system and the lessons that really were more important if we wanted to talk about living a life of growth and meaning and fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have a way, and maybe we could talk about that at the next segment. I know one of the things that does hold people back is not just their own fears, but it seems to be the fears other people have for them. You know, like maybe when, like you were in this established career, you had two children, you know, you needed to bring in a certain level of income, right?
Yeah.
Or that's, you know, and that's the part that I think really holds people back maybe the most is I'm making this much right now. I have this many vacation days or I know that's I heard that a lot of that. I already have so many vacation days and they don't see the potential of living a life and working in a field that I mean, every day you wake up and you're just so grateful to be doing that. Right.
Yes, absolutely. Where there's no difference between work and play. It's all part of your flow and it's all part of your passion. And, you know, I will stay up very late working on a project because it's so fascinating and interesting, not because someone is paying me to do it. So it's a very different way of being. And I think
it's a different mindset, don't you think? Oops.
Yes, it really is. It's no, that's fine. It is a different mindset that we really haven't often been taught in our formal education system. Mm-hmm. And so many people, I think, have been programmed with these limiting beliefs and these fears.
Yeah.
And one technique Corey taught me to get over the trauma of my divorce and to get over these limiting beliefs and fears is he would say, get your journal out and write down all those things that you regret or you're resentful about, that you're mad about with the trauma. Or he would say, write down all those fears about the next leap you want to take. And that I'd spent a long time doing that because there's a lot of them, believe you me. And then he would make me go back and line by line write the opposite of each one.
You know, that's a wonderful technique, and I don't mean to interrupt you, I don't. But we're about to take another commercial, so hold that thought, because I think so many of us talk about journaling. There is gold in that. And so I'd like to come back to that at the end.
Sounds great. Thank you, Maggie.
Thank you.
Conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi everyone, this is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
Do you want to connect to your magical child? Merge your passions and creativity, unlock your imagination, and play with the angels. Come learn the Akashic Vibration Process with me, Maggie Chula, and the Master Teachers of the Akasha. Together we will mastermind, exploring questions, issues, blocks, creating possibilities, then ground your creations into your current timeline. Contact me. Go to MaggieChula.com and learn more. Create new possibilities today.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I was very independent. I fell, and I had to have Meals on Wheels. America, let's do lunch.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back to Mastermind with Maggie. And on today's show, we're talking to Dr. Corey Lee Lewis about quantum leaping into your future self and how it is part of the art of becoming. And Dr. Lewis, one of the things that we were talking about at Corey was that many people that we work with, the issue tends to be, how do I leave where I am now and I have a certain amount of safety or financial abundance coming in? How do I make that leap and go into something that I really want to do? Do you have a way? I know we were talking about journaling. That was one of the ways that helped you get through your limiting beliefs.
Yes, one of the techniques that Corey led me through in our quantum leaps that I now lead my life coaching clients through is to first record their limiting beliefs. And many of these limiting beliefs, once they look at them, they will realize that's not theirs. That was programmed into them by somebody else. So when we're thinking that way, we're not thinking, we're remembering. We're remembering something somebody else said. And we shouldn't live our life by remembering other people's beliefs. We should live it by believing what we want. And so we might have, you know, limiting beliefs like it takes a lot of money to start a business. You need a storefront. You need product. You need advertising. Of course, none of that is true now that the internet exists.
Right.
So many of the limiting beliefs that we have aren't even true for our space and time, much less us as individuals. And what Corey taught me was first to get rid of those, to go ahead and journal them. What are all your fears about taking this next great leap? What are all the things that could get in the way? And then to do the work of going back and line by line, looking at each limiting belief and writing its opposite. So I'm afraid I won't be able to make enough money. I am confident that I can and will make enough or more money than I need or want. And first, what we're doing here is changing our neurological structures of what's possible for us. You know, I talk about how before Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile barrier, everybody thought it was impossible to run the mile in under 4 minutes. And then after he did it, everybody's beliefs changed. And in the next month, there were over half a dozen people that broke that barrier because they finally believed it was possible. So first, we want to get rid of all those limiting beliefs. And then that creates a vacuum. And we want to fill that vacuum with positive beliefs. And if we can conceive of it, we can believe in it. And I like to tell clients, you know, with a laugh, you might have to make believe for a little while before you make a belief, but that's okay. And that's how we make a belief. And so one little language pattern that I love, which is very powerful, is when we start thinking of our new what and our new why, what it is we want to do, and we're not sure if it's possible for us, to start there, where Les Brown would suggest, just with the idea of it being possible. So I say to my clients to write down 5 times, I can or do or be blank, whatever it is you're wanting to become. So for me, when I left a 20-year career as a tenured professor, I would write down, I can be a successful author, speaker, and life coach without an institution. I can do this. You know, I can replace my income. And then I would write down 10 times, I will become a successful, or I will be a successful author, coach, life coach, speaker. And then I would write down 20 times, I am doing it, or I am being it. So we chain from the possibility, I can do it, to the probability or the future, I will do it, to the present tense, I'm doing it right now. And neurologically, that helps us move it from a potential belief into an actuality and a practicality, something we're living out right now.
I love that. That's a beautiful thing to share with people, because every single person who's listening to this has the ability to do that right now. Has the ability to take that through right now, whatever it is that they're thinking about. So thank you for sharing that. That was a wonderful technique.
We can use that in even small ways. I can apologize to my partner for being angry yesterday. I will apologize to my partner. I am going right now. I am apologizing right now. Right. So even with small things, we can do this to help us overcome a resistance that we might have or a limit that we might have towards that future condition or that future person we want to be. And this helps us, in a way, leap over those breakdowns or leap over those obstacles that are in the front of us.
Yeah, very good. Very nice. And so somebody who comes to you as a life coach, do you have a process that's like 10 sessions or what
would it? Great question. Yes, I work with my clients once a week, and most of my clients, I live in a rural area of Northern California, so most of my clients, we work together on the phone, and they can live anywhere. I have clients from all over the world, U.S., Canada, Mexico, and so we work on the phone for about 90 minutes each week, and generally with clients, we commit to a six-month process together, and so that we're able to really decide on what it is they want in each category of their life, from their social life to their spiritual life to their romantic life to their career. And we look at each area of life and what it is that they don't want or what it is that they want. And then we set out a process for attaining those goals for them and for learning these techniques along the way that they will practice in order to achieve those things and really to become the grandest, best version of themselves that they've always been dreaming of.
Oh, that's an interesting process. So you do get a chance to help them even when, you know, sort of that the inner saboteur comes up, right? Because
Absolutely.
When we start to work on things and we realize the truth of what's going on in our life and how we're creating things, sometimes that can bring up some fear then about, oh my
yeah,
gosh,
sure.
I can yeah. become a writer. Oh my, I'm on the way of becoming a writer.
Yeah.
So you're saying that you support yeah. them long enough or it support them through that process till they get back into feeling solid and on solid
exactly.
ground again.
Yep, support them through the process of healing, of clearing trauma, negative beliefs, and then of aligning what they want, and then beginning to enact what they want and measure their progress. And by the time we're done working together, they've picked up momentum. They've broken that inertia that was holding them back.
Mm-hmm.
They've begun working, and they're starting to snowball with that momentum. You know, it takes a lot more energy to push a car from zero to 10 miles an hour than from 50 to 60 miles an hour, right? To break that inertia takes a lot of energy. And so that as a
yeah.
personal coach and a professional development coach, it's one of the things I do is I'm there to add in that energy in the beginning and to get the person rolling and get that momentum built. And by the time that we stop working together, they not only have learned and practiced these techniques, so they have an experiential understanding of them, but they've also begun progress and have momentum build up as they're avalanching towards their goals. And so they have that speed working for them.
And do you think that that also helps them with the support of, you know, the changes that the people around them go through as we change? I think that that's...
Yes.
That crust that a lot of us are like, well, you know, they don't like me as much now, and so I'm going to move back into my comfortable spot.
That's so true. And I find I really like working with clients one-on-one for that extended period of time because we fold that into our coaching process where
mm-hmm.
we talk about who are important people in their lives, what are their orientations towards that person's goals, towards that person's past and future. And I coach them on how to deal with those relationships and how to make those relationships transform. You know, I start the first chapter of my book with a quote from Max Dupree, where he says, "We cannot become what we need to be by remaining what we are." And this extends out to our relationships. We cannot mm-hmm. have the relationships we want to have with others if they're going to remain what they are right now. And so sometimes in order for us to change, the people around us have to change or the relationships around us have to change, maybe even meaning some people drop out of our lives. And so I find that working with clients, I can help them not only transform themselves, but learn how to help others that are near them, that are important in their lives, and help others align with the transformation that's happening for them.
And I'm sure you do. That sounds like a wonderful process for people. Now, how do they, once again, I don't even know if we shared this yet, but how would someone find you? What's your,
okay.
Are you on Facebook?
Thanks, Maggie.
Do you have a website?
Yes, several. If a person would like to buy a copy of the book, they can order a signed copy. I'll sign it to them at theartofbecomingbook.com. And there's also a free download on that website, a 30-minute guided meditation where I lead you through your first quantum leap. And that's actually free on that website, theartofbecomingbook.com. And then as a life coach, a personal and professional development coach, my clients can reach me at mindbodymasterycoaching.com. And as I said, most of my clients, geography doesn't matter, space or time doesn't matter. We can work together. And at mindbodymasterycoaching.com, you can read more about my process and how it works. In fact, I even have a free 5-minute video on that website that uses acupressure, biofeedback, and neurolinguistic programming to cure a headache in under 5 minutes.
Oh.
And that video is free on that website. For anyone who visits it and would like it. So those are my two websites I would encourage people to go to see more about my work, to see samples, and to get free resources. Both websites have free publications and resources like that video. So that's mindbodymasterycoaching.com and theartofbecomingbook.com.
Well, I'm glad we got a chance to put that in there because your work sounds fascinating. We're coming up onto our last commercial, and when we come back, honestly, that last segment just flies by. So I hope that you stay and have some way you want to summarize this for us. But I do totally admire your work, and I hope that people go to your website to look it up. And
thanks
come on
so
back.
Much,
we'll be back after this commercial. These.
Mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Have you ever wondered, what is the purpose of life? How can I do more, have more, be more? Do you want to talk to your angels, your higher wisdom? Have you tried? But here you are. I invite you to come take a class in the Akashic Vibration Process. Learn the language of your soul. Enhance your soul connection. Expand your soul vibration. Contact me. Go to MaggieChula.com and learn more. Let me help you interpret the language of your soul.
Psst. It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and if you think I'm just gonna keep ticking away, you're wrong. I can quit whenever I want, but I like my job. Just treat me better. Maybe we can do some exercise on occasion? After all, we're in this together.
Don't let your heart quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Oh my gosh, that's our cue there. We're about to finish this podcast. So welcome back to Mastermind with Maggie. And we are here today talking to Dr. Corey Lee Lewis about jumping over the breakdowns in your life and the book he wrote, The Art of Becoming, Quantum Leaping into Your Future Self. And one thing I would like to remind people is that in the work that I do as a psychic, I am a part of the Best American Psychics. And what I like about that group is we're all certified, we've all been tested, and we're ethical. And you can go to the bestamericanpsychics.com and look at all of the people that are listed there. They take very few people that ask them to join up, because they do go through quite a process to vet you and to make sure that you're honest and ethical. And Dr. Lewis, I know you're a life coach. Do you have a group like that, a professional group that you belong to?
I do. I'm part of a group called Alliance Coaching Systems. And Alliance Coaching Systems is a group of coaches. All are licensed practitioners of neuro-linguistic programming and licensed trainers. And with other certifications in coactive coaching, et cetera. And so we have a group that works to oversee coaches, to supervise them, to help them with the process and with working with their clients. And I find that is very important to make sure that clients are getting the highest quality service, they're getting mm-hmm. the results that they want, and that coaches are supported. So that if a coach has a problem that they have not encountered before, or a problem that they want some new methods to work with, that they have a support group and they have continuing education and training as they move through their field professionally, that they can continue to develop new techniques from other coaches. So I find that kind of support group is extremely important. And one of the things that we do in that group continually is we touch base with each other about each other's future goals and desires, and where do we see ourselves in 1 year and 3 years, and how can the group and the organization assist in that. That's one of the things that I talk about in my book, Maggie, is too many of us are not living the life of our dreams because we're living out a story based on our past. Mm-hmm. We think that we live our life and then we tell our life story. But the truth is, when we look at law of attraction and manifestation, we tell our story and then we have our life experience. And so I tell people, if they want to change their life experience, they need to start changing their story. And they ought to focus that story on who they want to be and who they want to become, not on who they were yesterday, but on who they want to be tomorrow. And or who they want to become tomorrow, and then focus on starting to be that person today. Mm-hmm. And that's really a key to living the story and the life of your dreams rather than your nightmares.
And I'm glad that you mentioned that group too, because so many people are out there looking for help and looking for someone. My listeners know that I share with them to also take that check in and see if they feel right to you, because there are so many teachers and coaches and psychics and all these beautiful people coming together, and we do have the highest of intentions, but not every person resonates with every teacher or life coach. So I like to bring people on that I feel are very ethical and can help somebody who's out there and has problems. And I want to thank you very much for coming on this show and sharing this book with us
And let's remind people once again where they can find you. You said the book.
Yes, Maggie.
Could you give me
people
that one?
People can order a signed copy of the book at theartofbecomingbook.com, and they can contact me and find out more about personal and professional development coaching at mindbodymasterycoaching.com. And again, I take clients from all over the world, what I like to do with my clients, just as you were mentioning, is, you know, we want to make sure there's a good fit and that the teacher is right for the client. For all of my clients, the first session is always free. So if anybody is interested in a session, they can go to mindbodymasterycoaching.com and they can contact me, and I will give them a 90-minute session for free, and we can see whether or not it's a good fit and whether or not we're aligned to work together.
That's wonderful. Yeah. That is very generous. Well, thank you very much for being on the show. And I just have a couple of things I want to wrap up with. First of all, I want to let everyone know that next week we're going to continue a little bit along on this subject. And we're going to learn, I'm going to talk about how you can master your mind and take control of your life. Because I do call this Mastermind with Maggie, and we do use a little bit of a difference than in some cases, because I share with people that you can bring in the higher level teachers that you're looking for, whether it be an archangel or an ascended master, or maybe someone like Steve Jobs. Lately, I've asked him into my mastermind as I'm going and doing more web-based work. And those are techniques that were created and really brought into being by Napoleon Hill in his classic and timeless Think and Grow Rich, that book. So we're going to talk about masterminding. Wonderful. We're going to talk about the classic way of doing it, and also the way using the little magical part of yourself, your higher wisdom, your soul being, and working on that level. And I also want to share with people, this is new, this started last week, that on Wednesdays at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, I'm live streaming on Om Times webinars. So you can find me on Facebook under Om Times Experts, and I'm calling it Wednesday's Wisdom. And what I'm doing is offering my wisdom as a psychic channel, spiritual teacher, neuro-linguistic hypnotherapist, and medical intuitive. So come online. I was working out some of the kinks last week, so thank you for who did tune in. And I can read through the comments, so we'll answer questions, but just know it's going to be based on if I see something in five times, that's what I'm going to be addressing. So it'll be in the highest and best for everyone who's listening and guided to that session. And then the first and third Wednesdays of the month, as part of the Om Times Expert platform, I am doing channeling to soothe your soul. And on those sessions, I'm inviting you to bring your whole family to listen, because the first half is to address questions you may have on how you can connect to your soul wisdom. How can you connect and get that vibration, the wisdom, and just the energy from your very own soul to help you brighten your world? It's helped me create divine health and well-being. And then the second part is where I open up as a trance channel and let a healing vibration come through. You can go to the one that we did last Wednesday, because it's there as an evergreen course. And in that week, it was so cool because I was having trouble with my tooth. The whole rest of my body is doing just fine, but I had this limiting belief that teeth were different. And I was having a toothache, actually. I was just about to call my dentist, and I don't know if that was my intent. I think my intent was to do a healing for everyone who was going to hear. But Saint Germain came through, along with his partners, Archangel Metatron and Lord Melchizedek, and the healing that came through for 30 minutes, this beautiful guided vibrational healing, worked so well that when I woke up in the morning, my tooth was absolutely fine. But you know how that is when you fix something and then you keep looking for, oh, but that's, you know, that's just this morning, that's just breakfast. And I kept kind of waiting for that toothache to show back up again, but it never did. And so I listened to the healing message again, and I have just been feeling so wonderful through that. I want to share with people. It's out there. It's under Evergreen on Experts on Om Times, and it's called Channeling Source to Soothe Your Soul. So I do hope that you take a listen, go on out there and check that out. Now, those classes are $20 a piece. But you will also get along with it. You can listen to it as often as you want. I record it separately, and I do that because, as I said, I've been working with Steve Jobs and a lot of other beautiful vibrational beings to share. We need to work on this online platform so that those of us who do the high vibrational work can do it, and that your platform and my platform will be fine and the vibration comes through. I'm very pleased to share with you that has been happening, and all of us who are part of the Om Times Expert platform are working with this goal in mind. There is more than enough love and light and abundance for every single one of us to have this in our life, have this be our future here today. That we learn from each other, we love each other, and we act as loving conduits of this vibration for those around us, so that we're not caught up in the fears of the day, so that we understand we are in control. And I am so thankful for everybody who joins in and listens to this show. Come see me on Wednesday's Wisdoms. And thank you, Dr. Lewis. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me, Maggie. My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for having me.